هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
There are over 117 forcibly displaced people in the world, over 68 million internally displaced and 37.6 million are refugees. In Australia, Refugee Week is held from Sunday 16 to Saturday 22 June 2024, and during this period, World Refugee Day is held on June 20. Refugee Council of Australia, a non-for-profit organisation, is the national umbrella body for refugees and people seeking asylum. To tell us more about these two events, we have the Deputy CEO of Refugee Council of Australia, Adama Kamara. Adama, welcome to SBS Kurdish. Adama, could you tell us about Refugee Week, please?
So Refugee Week is an annual celebration that promotes awareness about refugees and also celebrates the contributions that refugees make to the Australian community. It actually started in Australia back in the 1980s, and Australia lobbied UNHCR to have a World Refugee Day. And in 2001, there was the first World Refugee Day, but in Australia, we actually celebrate Refugee Week for a whole week. And other countries have actually followed our lead and are also celebrating not just World Refugee Day, but also World Refugee Week.
Now, how is Refugee Week celebrated?
There's so many ways that Refugee Week can be celebrated. And usually it is a celebration, so people might choose to do sports activities, they might do cultural events, they might do awards nights, movie screenings, any way that they can show how refugees have contributed and celebrate them as well. So it's really up to the individual or the communities or organisations to decide how they want to celebrate Refugee Week.
Adama, could you or are you able to tell us how many refugees are in Australia?
That number's a hard figure, but what we estimate that sometime next year, Australia will have received the 1 millionth refugee since World War II. So currently the numbers would be about the 950,000-960,000 people who've come to Australia as refugees since World War II, and next year sometime we'll have the 1 millionth refugee arrive in Australia. So Australia's had a long history of accepting refugees to resettle in the country.
And would you roughly know how many Kurdish refugees or Yazidi refugees are in Australia?
So I think from the research that I've done and information published by the Department of Home Affairs, right up until June last year, the estimate is about just under 3,200 Kurdish people have been resettled in Australia in the past 10 years.
And also, I'm aware that a significant number of Kurdish and Yazidi refugees have arrived in Australia in the last couple of years, particularly since the pandemic's end. And many of them have been resettled in either regional New South Wales or regional Queensland. Are you able to tell us why they're settled in regional areas?
So what we know at the Refugee Council of Australia is that the Australian government actually had a policy about refugee resettlement, and that policy showed that was at least 50% of people coming to Australia as refugees would be resettled in regional areas, and the other 50% in metropolitan areas. So I think that's one of the reasons that they would have been resettled. So we know that regional areas are areas like in New South Wales would be, Coffs Harbour, Newcastle, Wagga, Albury, Wollongong, those areas. But I know recently, I think in 2022, 2023, the Australian government has moved away from just having that 50% margin. They're looking at more quality and access to services. So it might not be half the refugee intake is going to be settled in regional areas anymore.
What is Refugee Council of Australia's role in resettling refugees?
So Refugee Council, we're a research and advocacy organisation, so we don't do direct resettlement. There's other services that are funded by the Australian government to do resettlement. Our role is to do the advocacy on behalf of refugee communities and organisations that work in the sector. So we will, part of the work is trying to raise awareness about conflicts overseas and what Australian humanitarian intake should look like, where people should be coming from. We've just made a recent submission to the government outlining that. We also try to raise awareness about some of the issues that are happening in refugee communities and how the government can respond. So we're really an advocacy organisation, and a lot of our work is informed by the experiences and views of refugees themselves.
Could you tell us what's the theme for Refugee Week this year, please?
So the theme this year is finding freedom, and it focuses on family, because we know that family is so important for people who've travelled such a long way to resettle in a country such as Australia. And when we're talking about family, we're not just talking about your blood relatives, but also your chosen families. We know for many people who've come to Australia, they may not have any blood family, but they've got people in their lives who act as family, whether that's neighbours or other community members who've taken them in and have got really strong relationships and bonds.
The Refugee Council of Australia is the main body. So what which organisations do you deal with mainly? I'm talking about refugee organisations.
So in our work, we would work with refugee-led organisations. So there could be community groups, there could be volunteer organisations, there could be community leaders from different refugee communities. We work with them, try to understand what their priorities are, what their issues are, so that we can do the advocacy on their behalf, or also support them to do advocacy as well. If they, you know, if they need assistance or awareness about something, we can share the information that we have and connect them so that they can also do advocacy. So we work with a number of different refugee communities. We have worked with across the country. We work with everybody to understand what their priorities are.
And what sort of advocacy do you do?
So I guess, it's the first point is actually first thing is about listening and having conversations with people to understand what the priorities and what the issues are and what their wants are. Then that comes, you know, putting that in onto paper. So whether it's a policy brief or written a document, we go and meet with ministers and department officials to raise issues. We're advocating and having discussions at the international level with organisations such as UNHCR. So they're aware of what the communities here in Australia are saying about their families that are overseas. So the advocacy is really around raising awareness around policy change. But we also do another element of advocacy, which is not as well known, is around the community awareness raising. So we have a program called Refugee Stories for Change, and that program trains people from refugee background to share their stories and using that story as a tool for advocacy. So we go into schools, like primary schools, high schools, workplaces, and people share their experiences, you know, what it's like to be a refugee, what their life was like before they had to leave their homeland and come to Australia, what life is like now. Because for many people, the broad Australian public, a lot of people have never met somebody from a refugee background. And by people sharing their stories, they can have a great understanding of what it means to be a refugee and respect. And also, you know, being less hostile and more welcoming for refugees. So that's one of the programs that we do. And that what we've seen is that once people have met somebody, they've heard their story, it actually makes a huge difference on what they think about refugees. So that's another area that we do. It's awareness raising, but it is a form of advocacy.
Deputy CEO of Refugee Council of Australia, Adama Kamara, thank you for being on SBS and thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
No, thank you so much.
Like Baka. هارا بابكا تابنيا خبنفسنا SBS كردي لسر فيسبوك بشوبنا.